Eric Richens collapsed on the bedroom floor just after midnight. The house was quiet. His phone lay nearby. A drink sat on the nightstand. Minutes earlier, he had texted his wife from upstairs. He did not sound alarmed. He did not ask for help. By morning, he was dead. Police would later say the fentanyl level in his body was lethal. Not trace, not accidental. Enough to stop breathing, enough to kill a healthy man in his late 30s. At first, there was grief, a devastated wife, three young sons, a Utah town that closed ranks around a family in shock. Then something else surfaced. Questions that would not go away, a marriage under strain, money disputes, texts that did not fit the story being told. Months later, the same woman who publicly mourned her husband would publish a children's book about coping with loss. It was meant to comfort grieving families. It drew attention fast. So did the investigation. What looked like a sudden tragedy began to look like a plan, and the person closest to Eric Richens became the center of it. Chapter 1: The Night He Died. Eric Richens was found unresponsive in his bedroom in the early hours of March 22, 2022, at the couple's home in Camas, Utah. First responders attempted life-saving measures. He was pronounced dead at the scene. There were no obvious signs of violence, no forced entry, no struggle. The initial assumption leaned toward a medical event or overdose. Eric had a history of occasional alcohol use, but no known opioid addiction. His wife, Corey Richens, told investigators she had prepared him a celebratory drink the night before. She said they had been discussing the purchase of a house. She said he went upstairs to bed while she stayed awake with her phone. The timeline raised early questions. Eric sent a message shortly before midnight. He sounded normal. Then communication stopped. An autopsy was ordered. The toxicology report changed everything. Eric had died from fentanyl poisoning. The amount detected was many times higher than a therapeutic dose. Investigators noted it would have caused respiratory failure quickly. Attention shifted to access. Who could have provided the drug? How it entered his system? Whether it was intentional? At this stage, there were no charges, only questions. But the home was now a crime scene, and the death was no longer being treated as natural. Chapter 2: The Marriage and the Money. As detectives reconstructed Eric Richens' life, a more complicated picture emerged. Eric worked in real estate and construction. He handled significant finances. Friends and family described tension in the marriage, particularly over money and control. Text messages later reviewed by investigators showed disputes over property deals and access to accounts. According to court filings, Corey Richens had taken out multiple life insurance policies on Eric without his full knowledge. The total value was reported to be in the millions. Investigators also alleged she faced serious financial strain at the time of his death. The focus turned to the fentanyl. Authorities later stated that Corey Richens had allegedly contacted individuals about obtaining the drug months before Eric died. In one instance, prosecutors would allege she nearly poisoned him earlier with a different substance, but the attempt failed. These claims were allegations not yet proven in court. Digital evidence played a key role. Phone records, messages, and transaction histories were examined. Investigators said patterns emerged that suggested planning rather than accident. Then came the book. In March 2023, nearly 1 year after Eric's death, Corey Richens released a children's book about dealing with grief after losing a loved one. Public reaction was swift. Some saw it as a tribute, others found it unsettling. Behind the scenes, the investigation was closing in. Chapter 3: Arrest Charges and Aftermath. In May 2023, prosecutors charged Corey Richens with aggravated murder and multiple counts related to the alleged distribution of a controlled substance. She was arrested without incident. At the charging hearing, the state laid out its case. Prosecutors alleged that Corey Richens intentionally poisoned her husband with fentanyl administered through a drink she prepared. They cited toxicology results, financial motive, and digital communications as key evidence. The defense denied the allegations. Her attorneys argued the case was circumstantial and said she was being unfairly judged in the court of public opinion. At this stage, she was presumed innocent under the law. The case drew national attention. The contrast was stark: a children's grief book on one side, a murder charge on the other. Eric Richens' family spoke publicly about their loss, and their belief that justice was necessary. The couple's children were placed in the care of family members while the legal process moved forward. As of the latest proceedings, the case remained pending. No verdict had been reached. What was proven was Eric Richen's cause of death. What remained to be decided was intent. The final truth would be determined in court. But the damage was already done. A man was dead, a family was shattered, and a story meant to comfort children had become inseparable from a homicide investigation that shocked a nation.